Good morning, all forest dwellers. How is it in the forest today? Quite fine, thank you. Quite pleasant in the forest. How many people on this planet you think sitting so peacefully in the forest? Not many places. Everywhere they are very busy. Very busy with important things to get more stressed, more confused. Be happy that you have understood something and you take some time for yourself. What is happening here is not a teaching, but it's something alive. It's not a teaching, but still you can learn it. But the only way to learn it is to get in tune with me, in tune with yourself, in tune with nature. So you start falling into harmony, being at ease. The only thing that is in your way is yourself, your past, your mind, your fears, your doubt. The mystics, the masters, they have always shared, because they have something to share, they have to share. But very few people listen. Most people are occupied. Most of the humans live in doubt, live in confusion, live in the mind. They cannot listen to the truth even if they hear it. It's impossible. Because they live in very closed little minds, little worlds. Then you have some people, they start wondering if it's more to life than just 9 to 5 and playing the rules. But still they are not so interested, just a little bit reading some books. Then you have a very small percentage that are thirsty, that is ready to change, really ready to change, because they know in their heart, in their soul, that it's something else, it's something forgotten. And that is the people who can get out something out of satsang. Because you have to be ready to change, to transform. I will read you a little Sufi story. And for the Sufis, like for all the mystics, they come together and the masters share nice stories and insights. Most probably on a fine morning like this. A seeker came to a master and said, "I have been to many masters and they all have failed me. Nobody was a true master. I have come with great hope to you. I have heard you are great. This is my last resort. be my shelter. And I know you have it. I can see you have it. It is radiating. This is some kind of seeker. Some people are like that. They go to that master, they go to that teacher, they go here, they go there. But it doesn't depend on the master, it depends on you. And if you don't, if you can't stop, then no matter what master you go to, because the whole thing is that you stop and start falling in tune. And the real masters have no teaching. They are the teaching. So the only way to catch it is to fall in tune, is to trust, is to melt. That is the only way. Otherwise, you can listen to the masters forever. You have to do it. The master said, yes, I have it. And I know those people you have been with, they also have it. The problem is not whether I have it or not. The problem is whether you will be able to take it. And remember, that is always the problem. Are you able to receive it? Are you open enough? Are you deep enough to receive the truth? Or are you too full of yourself? Is your mind too busy still? Is there too many things in this world that is pulling you into the samsara? That is the question. And the mind always wants to do something else than what it is doing, up to a certain point where it becomes steady. Many times when people decide to come here, then in the last moment, no, they have to cancel, something happened. And this is just the fear of the mind, because you know you're going into something unknown. You know you have to face yourself. Not in the conscious mind, but in the unconscious mind. Or when you are here, then suddenly something happens, you have to go back. Be normal. And remember, it's much easier to go downhill, to go back into the known, than to rise and go higher into the unknown. Much easier. It's always much easier to go back to the known. The problem is whether you will be able to receive it. The disciple said, I'm ready. Whatsoever you say, I will do it. That also I'm very used to. Some people, they say that, whatever you say, I will do it. But they have no idea, they're just starting. They don't know that you will be tested. And the master has to test you to see if you are steady. And to be with a Sufi mystic or a Zen mystic is very difficult. And maybe for years, if they get accepted, they just have to do ordinary things. Cleaning the floor, working in the garden, making food. And that is part of the process, because they start becoming natural. They start living in the energy field of the master. Then he will see, are they patient? And some, no, they don't show me anything. This master is nothing. He doesn't give me any secrets, any meditations. Then they leave. And the master is happy. Whatsoever you say, I will do. The master said, then come with me. I'm going to the well to fetch some water. Remember only one thing. Never ask a question to me. Questions are not allowed. Watch, feel, sense, but never ask a question. The disciple said, this is not difficult for me. I'm ready. I can do it. Thank you. But then from the very beginning, he started feeling very uneasy because the master was carrying a bucket with no bottom to the well to fetch water. What is happening here? Already his mind was going crazy. But he kept quiet. It was very difficult. It was really hard, but he kept quiet. He avoided looking at the bucket. This bucket with no bottom in it. Trying to focus on the master. No, you are going to fetch water and there is no bottom. A thousand and one times in these few moments that he passed between the house and the well, the idea rose in him. What are you doing? Are you really a master? Have you gone mad? Do you know how your bucket looks like? But the question was not allowed. But how long can you go on in this way? The master came to the well, started drawing water from the well. And of course, the bucket had no bottom, so when it will go into the well, it will fill, and then he will start pulling it up, and all the water will fall out. And only the empty bucket came up. Just think about the disciple, and he is standing there and seeing the whole nonsense. His mind became very suspicious of this man. Either he is mad, or just a fool. What am I really getting into? He can't be a true master. My old masters were at least much better than this. Know the mind is going into the known. No, you already forgot that you need something. The old masters didn't work. You are here. But still the mind is so tricky. Again, he is ready to run away. But any questions were not allowed, so he somehow repressed the temptation. Once it happened, the bucket came up empty, and the second time, and the third time, and the fourth time, he forgot all about it, and he said, what are you doing? Can't you see you will never get the water this way? This is no way to draw water from the well. Your bucket has no bottom. You need a bottom in the bucket. Ah, the master, he said, you have broken the rule already. You were not supposed to ask anything. You were only supposed to watch. Get lost. Get out of here now. I'm enjoying. If you can't enjoy being with me, get the fuck out of here. I have nothing to do with you now. The disciple thought, meditated over it the whole night, the whole day, the whole next night. There must have been something mysterious in this. I missed. I should have been waiting, like he said. He went back and ask, please, Master, forgive me. Give me another chance. The Master said, I can forgive, but you will not be able. You could not resist such a small thing. You could not control yourself for such a small thing. If it was observed, that was my problem, not your problem. How were you concerned with it? It was only a device. And I have to do that, to check you. If such a small thing, you cannot remain non-argumentative, there are greater things which I'm going to reveal to you. Much greater. And it will be totally impossible for you to remain receptive, not argue with me. I'm not interested at all in your questions and in answering them. I have it, I can give it to you, but you will have to prepare yourself. And this is your preparation. Become non-questioning. Remain in a state of no doubt, receptive, empty. That is the only way to receive what the Masters want to give you. If your mind is still for and against and arguing with the little thing, no, this is right, this is not right, this is crazy, no, this, I go, I come, or this was great, no, that was not true. There's no way he can come in. You cannot fall in tune. The Master is already in tune, already empty. Your whole work is to become empty so you can start functioning in a trustful way, out from your being. As long as the mind is in the way, it's impossible. No, the Sufi Masters, the Gurus, the Zen Masters, many times they just had a few handful of disciples, so they could really test them. Here is much easier, but still not easy, because the closer you come, you will be tested. And if you understand this, you will be happy, because you becoming more and more pure, more and more total, more and more integrated. Otherwise, just the little thing, and your doubting mind will come up. And you will go with your own mind, which has happened here also, many times, after years of sitting here. And it's always been like that. How come Judas sell Jesus for 30 silver coins? Because of the mind. Greed. Safety. So be aware of the mind. The Masters have something to teach you. And if you don't even stay steady in the ordinary things, how can you open up for the mysteries, the deeper mysteries? It's impossible. The Masters just want to get you home. But you are resisting because you are so used to being lost. So be happy you are here. The more you become conscious, the more happy you would be. The less conscious, the more you want to run away. The more tempting the old is. the more tempting the false is. Because the real is not real yet. And that's how the whole world is. That which is false has become real. And that which is real, that is just a dream. We have to remember what is important, even if one gets busy, you know. Beloved Svaha, when I was in Brazil, you advised me to take good care of the new me. But it was not easy to come back home skinless, soft and vulnerable. It was the opposite, it was hard. I didn't know how to take care at all. The hardest was to come back to work where some of my colleagues have very powerful negative energies. In the beginning, I could let it pass. But slowly I found myself playing more and more of their silly games. I work in a kindergarten, so luckily the children reminded me of the importance of love and playfulness. This helped me not to lose track completely. The two last months have been full of ups and downs. But it was not before I came here back to Dharma Mountain that this became very clear to me after some days, that I had let the old foggy cloud of judging myself, hiding, holding back and so on, back into my head. Could you talk a little bit about how to take care of the new in the old? At your feet with love, Alan. Hey, Alan. You are back now. It's easier to be the new here, no? When I was in Brazil, you advised me to take good care of the new me. I always advise you because I know it's not easy. Like you say, it was hard to come back skinless, soft and vulnerable. It's like you're going, you start totally new again. Because ordinary people are not skinless and vulnerable. They have a big armor around them. Whatever you say or do, they are protected, they are closed. When you are skinless, vulnerable, that's a totally different feeling. You are very fragile then. And that is the courage I'm talking about. To be strong in your vulnerability. To have the courage to be skinless. And the only way to do that, as far as I have seen, is that you have to become more conscious where you put yourself, what you do. That is what it demands. That is how truth is, that is how God is, that is how love is. You have to change before you could go anywhere, because you have a thick armor around you. You are protected, you are closed. It reminds me of the old days when people had, they were fighting in thick armors of metal. Nothing could penetrate. It's just clonk, 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 clonk. And they tried to fight with swords like that. And that is how people, that is how the mystics look. If you are more aware, if you are skinless, you start seeing this. So this is totally right, Alan. And that's what I create to give you a taste of how you really are, sensitive human being, a loving, peaceful human being, a natural human being. But then, when you suddenly are going back to the old, it's this shock. And that's what your own experience is now, that I'm trying to tell you. You don't know before you have tried it. And you said it's not easy, it was hard. I didn't know how to take care of it. No, you don't know, because you're just starting. You have to be compassionate with yourself. But now you are back. So now you get more integrated. And you have to get stronger in your own realization, your own insights, your own intelligence. You have to trust this. And it's very difficult to go in the old, that you say, where some of my colleagues have very powerful negative energies. Very powerful negative energies. If you are skinless, if you are sensitive, if you are receptive, how can you be there? You're getting destroyed. And that is how people are. Just like the soldiers, they don't care if they step on the flower with their big boot. They are ready to kill humans, they don't care about the flowers. Most people have no idea what they do. the same thing you didn't know, you had no idea before. You were just going in sleep, being insensitive. But when you start waking up and becoming more real and more sensitive, this sensitivity, this truth, is demanding that you change. There's no way around it. That is the challenge. No, it's more difficult to go back. You cannot go back because you know your heart, your soul is longing for the real. And it's very difficult where you are because you are still in the old, in powerful negative energies, old relationships, old games, and you are there, a fresh flower. It's difficult period. But if you understand it, then you know this has to happen. There's nothing wrong with it. But you are on your way out of it. You are not on your way back to it. Many people go back because they don't understand it either. And it's easier, like I said, to go back. It's easier for you to become so-called normal and put on the protection and also become negative. Like you say, slowly, slowly, I found myself playing the games again. They are silly games. That's how it is. Because you are not strong enough yet to not get involved. And why at all get involved? My suggestion, have the courage, get out of it. Which it is what I heard you are doing. Isn't it? You are getting out of that job, that situation. Good for you. But you see, the mind can have problem, it can doubt. You get worried, what should I do? Be open. Try something new. And you have to be more picky. Life can be anything you make it into. It's your responsibility. Before, when you are not conscious, like most people are not, then you find yourself in all kinds of negative situations, all kinds of stupid situations, all kinds of idiotic relationships, you're doing all kinds of ridiculous things. All is hindering you and supporting your unconsciousness. Only at one point, when you have come a place in the human evolution, this starts coming up. Then it's very difficult. You are not here to be negative. You are not here to suffer. You are here to become real, to be positive, to be happy, to be harmonious. But you have to transform that, and only you can do it. But it's very easy when you see the process. That's why I'm talking to you, because now your mind starts accepting it also. This is how it is. Everybody has to do it. You have to stand up and be responsible. Responsible for your own life. Then you can change anything. Of course, it's easier not to change it. That's why people, oh, maybe it will go away. Maybe it will change by itself. Maybe my boss suddenly wake up and very happy now. No more negativity. Maybe my partners. Maybe my wife, maybe my husband. He's been always such a grumpy guy. Maybe next year he will be much better. My marriage will be fine. 37 years later, maybe next year it will be better. This is how the mind is, because you don't want to change. You don't dare to stand up for yourself. That is what is normal. And I'm not saying it's easy, but it's very possible. And when you start going deeper, when you start getting in touch with the real in you, then that power comes by itself. Because you know in your heart, in your soul, this is the right thing to do. It's very difficult to resist it. But that energy has to awaken. If that energy is not awakening you, it's very difficult. almost impossible. And that's why you just go in circles. Bah, bah, bah. How could this happen again to me? How could this happen again to me? How could this happen? Oh my God, oh my God. Because you are the same. It takes courage and intelligence to transform. You have to do it. And this is part of it, Ellen. What you are going through, this is your part. You say, luckily, children reminded me about the importance of love and playfulness. This helped me to not lose track completely. Yes, they are working with me. At least you had the children. The last 2 months have been full of ups and downs, but it was not before I came back here to Dharma Mountain that it became very clear to me that I had again let the old foggy cloud of judging myself, hiding, holding back, and so on, back into my head. Now you know, Alan, how it is. And that is how it is for most people. Because it's not easy. It's not easy. It's almost impossible to wake up among sleepy people. Almost impossible. It's very difficult to be positive amongst negative people. And not only that, but it's new for you also. It's not integrated in you to be strong in spirit, to be positive, to be non-judging, to not get involved. So that's why you get easily influenced. It's almost impossible to transform if you are in the old. You have to become very strong if you're going to survive like that. Much easier than to move away. Much easier. Here it's very easy to be positive, to be positive, to be new, to drop the negativity, because it supports that. If there is only unconsciousness around you, only negativity, only judgment, only mind, and you are just starting, you are very fragile, how do you think you will manage? Very difficult. That's why it's very important to be in touch. That's why it's very important that you have some meditation. If you are away, if you live in your apartment in the city, that you come home and do some kind of ritual, some kind of meditation in that period till you get integrated. So you release those negative emotions and feelings and energy that you have picked up during the day. You go back into your apartment, put on some nice music, do gibberish, go crazy a little bit, eat some plants, like dance, kundalini, anything like that to shake it off, have a good shower, sing, run in the park, anything to get it out. That is very important when you're still taking in this in the transit period. It can be very long for some people. Very important that you have something to release, that you come back to your own energy. Otherwise, you get, like you said, slowly, you find yourself playing the games more and more. The silly games, the ugly games. The unconscious game, the negative games. That means slowly, you get more and more of that energy. And you are skinless, so it's easy to seep through. You have to get it off. Very important that you have some meditation after your work, after your school, after you've been in places, to clean it off. Then you feel you are back in your own energy again. Here is easy. It's just the opposite. It's perfect to be skinless, because then I can soak you. Then you can get positive energy. If you are protected here, you're just a fool. In the world, maybe it's good. Be protected sometimes. You know, sometimes life presents something, you have to do something with some crazy people who is only the... Then be very aware then. It's no problem, you can do anything, but when you are very sensitive, you're not integrated, then you know well you get influenced. Because you are very alive, sensitive being. That is how human beings are. So now you start getting aware how much just the commercial gets into you. Gangnam Style. Then it's like, Gangnam Style. It goes on for months. Well, I never heard about Gangnam Style, and suddenly everybody, Gangnam Style. What's happening? The same way, you have to be aware what you take in. Do you really want this? Do you really want that? And of course, then where do you live? Is it noise pollution? Is it the big highway just outside? All the fuels, all the smells, all the pollutions, sound pollution, air pollution, negativity pollution, mind pollution. You become more and more sensitive, more and more alert, more and more intelligent. You start taking responsibility. You have never thought about it before. Is this how I want to live? Then, of course, the challenge to change. But it has to, only you can do it. You have to look at your own life to integrate the new. If you want to become the new, you have to integrate it, give it space. Otherwise, it was just, oh, I had a beautiful time in Brazil, had a beautiful time in Dharma Mountain, good. No, back to the real. Why is it real? Why not transform it? Why not this is the real? This is up to you. But nobody can do it if you are not hungry for it, you know? You have to be hungry. I'm so hungry. Jesus says, eat me, drink me. That's what he means. You have to be thirsty. You have to be hungry. Otherwise, forget it. You can't get anything from Jesus if you're not hungry. If you're not thirsty. And then when Jesus sees that you are thirsty, you are hungry, then he said, come here, my dear. I will quench your thirst. But it's like, no. Yes. Could you talk a little bit about how to take care of the new in the old? Yes, we have done that. It's not easy, but my suggestion, if you are staying in it, do meditation, find something that you can come back to your innocence. And that should be on a daily basis. Do something that brings you back, that you feel good. One meditation, one breathing, one running, one swimming, anything that you feel yourself again. And then, second, if you can, don't go in the old. Not everybody's ready for that, or maybe your life doesn't present is possible to do that. You need a transition period. But that is definitely the best. Why go back to the old? You are free to do what you want. Maybe it's very difficult because in your spirit, in your consciousness, things can transform like that. You can understand, you can see, you can realize things instantly. But in the material world, it takes time to integrate it. So this is different between person and person. How long time do you want to do it? My suggestion, as quick as possible. If it's possible, get out of it now. Never go back. That's how I am. I said everything easy. Total. No bullshit. I'm never going back to that. That's how I was. My master said, no, you are home now. No need to travel anymore. Stay here. Stay here with me. You are back. No, you travel enough. Yes, I said. Yes. And since that time, only drinking. Only drinking. Good. Positive juice. No negative juice, only positive. Organico. Not go back to the old. No, 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 no. Only the new, because new tastes very good. If you're intelligent and you taste the natural, nice organic apple juice, you don't go back to Coca-Cola. It harms you. It's like that. But people are different. You have to be thirsty, you have to be hungry. And you want to do that. You said that when you came, you wanted to challenge yourself, to find yourself again, and to challenge your boundaries and fears. You remember? You said this in your application. I looked at it, and this is what is happening. You see? You have forgotten, but I remember. You want to challenge your boundaries and your fears. That's what I'm giving you now. Are you ready for the next level? Because you can transform yourself. I'm supporting it. I'm helping you. I show you that it's possible, but you have to walk it. And you are doing it. But you have to challenge yourself and you have to meet your fears. But then you become strong. Because you see that the fears is just the mind. It's nothing to do with you. You have a strength in you that you haven't really get to know yet. You are touching it, but that can take you through anything. So that is what is happening here. You can take care of it. You fill yourself with positive energy. Then you can make it. That's what all the mystics and the Sufis, they come together like this, they get positive energy. Then they can go back and handle the world, no? But you have to let go, you have to get more and more used to that free spirit that is in you. If you haven't got in touch with that, then it's impossible then. You think you are just the old, you think you are just the mind, you think you are just fear, worried, problems. If you are connected with your true spirit, then you know then. Then you start getting trust. I'm not saying it's easy, but no, you know it's possible. You have felt it. And how much more beautiful it is to be sensitive, open, skinless. You feel the sun, you feel the air, you feel the rain, you sense the trees. Everything, the whole nature is inviting you then. But you have to be in natural places because you are natural. Very difficult to be in unnatural places. This is going to be good, Alan, okay? Let's go a little crazy. Just so you can practice a bit to get out of your own head. That is many of these Sufi songs and these songs, music also, they go crazy when they are together. So they get in touch with something that is courageous, that can let go. That can just be innocent, just like a child. Sing and scream and shout and dance and do whatever. Nothing is holding you back. Then it's very easy, you go back, you can play it very ordinary. Hello. is like that. You don't start when you're in the middle of the police station and have an interview or something. You don't say, hoo, 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 hoo. That's no good. You have to behave. Sit as comfortable as you can. Close your eyes. Let your whole body relax into your posture. And take a few deep breaths, making more space inside. Let everything be soft, your heart, your belly, your solar plexus. Just give more space with your breath and relax. The best to stay in the new when you go to the old, that you stay connected to the new. Have trust in the new. Integrate the new. A blind man is searching for the darkness. What is his chances when he is lost in darkness, forgetting that the thing he is looking for is already within him? In our hearts are beautiful landscapes and gardens. Within are the green trees and the sky. Within are the seven oceans and millions of stars. Within are diamonds and pearls. And beautiful music. Within is the fountain of youth. Within lives our Savior. And within is His eternal message. Friends, within is the Master's realm. Listen to His message. That is what the Master is there for, those who wants to get out of the darkness, who start remembering another beautiful garden and the stars and the oceans and the music. It's for those that the Master are talking to. Those who wants to get out of the cloud, the dark cloud of the mind, the darkness of uncertainty, of doubt. Babaji, the relating from the heart process was a dive into my being. It brought me the softness and courage, lightness and strength. Functioning from the truth of my heart, I had the courage to go deeper and to keep myself available for everything that could happen. Now, in the rebirthing, everything has become so big, and I felt a little frightened with this dimension. There, Baba, I feel that I'm dying again. I know at your feet, it is so beautiful to let everything go. My heart, my love, and my trust in you is as big as all of this that is happening with me. In deep gratitude, my heart rests at your feet, Nabiya. That's why you get the courage to go through it, Nabiya. This is how I trick you, because of the love, of the trust, you are ready to do it, in spite of yourself. I trick people to do things they would never do. And then they become very happy, soft, courageous. First, to get you into the heart. Then, when you feel the heart, you feel excitement. You have the courage to go deeper and keep yourself available for everything that is happening. Now, in the rebirthing, everything has become big. I felt a little frightened with this dimension. Yes, we go step by step. But no problem, because you know we do it together. You are at my feet. You are safe. Then you can go deeper. I want to show you unknown dimensions. More and more beautiful. Deeper and deeper, higher and higher. And the fear is just in the mind. There's no fear in love, in trust. I feel that I'm dying again. And know at your feet it is beautiful to let everything go. Yeah, because know the trust, the love is deeper. You can allow it. And that is beautiful if you allow it. Everything is beautiful if you allow it. And everything is ugly if you fight against it. Allowing is acceptance. then life is beautiful. And I have to kill you again and again and again so you get used to it. Then you see how beautiful it is. And that's what Kabir is saying, if this is dying, let me die 1,000 times. The first time is very difficult because you are so afraid. You only know the old. And that is what trust and surrender is bringing you again and again, and sweeter, and more blissful. Let your heart rest, let your heart be safe, and your heart knows that it's safe, that it's happy. You just step out of the way. Give space for your heart and your being. Then all fear will go. May everyone be happy and peaceful and quiet.
Sus! So.
And listening to this beautiful rain. I will start getting worried that the rain will never come again.